The world of soccer never stops for Andy Paskalidis. We've got Europa League. We've got live matches on as we speak. G'day, Andy.
G'day. We've got five live ties on at the moment. And surprisingly, 12 minutes in, pretty much in all these ties, no goals. And obviously, Man United is the one we're keeping a close eye on. They're at home to Rostov. It was 1-1 in the first leg. And we await to see whether Roma can do the job at home to Lyon. But in terms of Aussie interest today, good news is that Matty Ryan had a pretty good game again in the All-Belgian affair that has been completed. Genk and Ghent drew 1-1, so Matty's team got through 6-3 on aggregate. They're in the quarterfinals along with Celta Vigo, who won in Russia 2-0 today, and Besiktas, a 10-man Besiktas, caused a bit of a boil over beating Olympiakos, so they go through as well. So Besiktas, Celta and Genk are the first three quarterfinalists, and we await to see what will happen, whether Ajax will survive. There's an all-German tie between Gladbach and Schalke, and of course Man United missing a couple of key players, but Ibrahimovic is starting there this morning.
Another manager is sacked.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise, does it, Slats? But this one, I sense Middlesbrough fans will be a bit concerned because it's come a couple of days before they play Man United this weekend. Karanka, their coach, Aito Karanka, who led them to promotion this season from the league championship, he's been shown the door. No wins in 2017 in the Premiership. That's 10 games without a win. Just 4 victories overall in 27 starts. They're 3 points away from survival in 19th position. So some serious work to be done now in the run home to make sure that they can survive in the Premiership.
Andy, split round in the A-League, which means Sydney FC not in action. They played last week and had a victory, but we've got Melbourne City up against Newcastle. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're the favourites. $1.47, no surprises there. It's second v 8th, and Jets are winless in 5. They've had 2 draws in this run, and City have won 2 of their last 3. So I'm going for City in this one.
And Adelaide United against the Raw.
Interesting to see how these two teams bounce back after playing in the Asian Champions League in midweek, and Brisbane had to travel as well. I'm sort of steering towards the draw here at $3.50.
Okay, the draw in that game.
Wanderers against Wellington.
Wanderers are heavily backed here. Knicks 2 wins in 10 matches away from home. On the back of what the Wanderers did in Asia to win for the first time and to do it the way they did it, $1.87 represents good value.
All right, so there you go. They've had a lot of travel as well. They're very, very busy schedules, aren't they, mate? What's your best bet as far as the EPL is concerned?
I'm still sitting on the fence, I've got to be honest with you. Tottenham unbeaten at home in 14 games, $1.67 against Southampton, and Everton very strong, just 1 home loss in 14. They're playing Hull. So,
well, you like both of them.
That one, but Tottenham $1.67 and Everton $1.50.
Okay.
Wild card?
Fornaroli, 15 goals in the A-League. He's a freak. I know $3.50 might be a little bit short for a wild card, but as a first scorer, I'll be keeping an eye on Bruno Fornaroli.
And your multi?
It's got a heavy influence of league championship. Queen's Park Rangers, Aston Villa, Leeds and Tottenham in the multi, just under $20. And a couple of Aussies should stand up. Luongo for QPR and of course, Mile Jedinak for Aston Villa.
Okay. $19.28 for that multi, which is QPR into Aston Villa, into Leeds, into Tottenham. You're a good man, Andy.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys, and of course to all our viewers and listeners.